Picture a West Virginia town built on coal and chemicals, where Union Carbide employed thousands and paychecks arrived like clockwork. Then watch it crumble as factories close and opportunity evaporates. Now contrast that with India's poverty rate plummeting from 60% to 22%, China lifting 600 million people into prosperity, and Silicon Valley minting trillion-dollar fortunes. This isn't ancient history. This happened in a single generation. The first wave of globalization created clear winners and losers, and the next wave promises to be even more dramatic. Robotics, genomics, cryptocurrency, cybersecurity, and big data aren't just buzzwords. They're the forces that will determine which communities thrive and which fade into irrelevance. The question isn't whether change is coming, but whether you'll be positioned to benefit or be swept aside. Japan faces a demographic crisis. By 2050, nearly 40% of its population will be over 65, with a projected shortage of 2.5 million elder care nurses by 2025. The country has turned to robotics as a solution. Toyota's Robina communicates through words and gestures while performing household tasks. Honda's Osimo interprets human emotions and assists elderly patients. Today's robots learn collectively through cloud robotics, connecting individual machines to vast networks of shared experience. Each robot instantly absorbs knowledge from millions of others, evolving exponentially. Driverless cars exemplify this transformation. Google's Sebastian Thrun aims to eliminate the 1.3 million annual traffic deaths caused by human error. Beyond safety, the implications are stark. 2.5 million U.S. professional drivers face displacement. Oxford researchers estimate 47% of American jobs face high computerization risk within two decades. Countries that develop and export robotics will prosper. Those dependent on cheap manufacturing labor will struggle. When oncologist Lucas Wortman faced acute lymphoblastic leukemia for the third time, his survival odds were zero. His colleagues sequenced his DNA and RNA, discovering overproduction of the protein FLT3. They targeted it with Suttint, a kidney cancer drug repurposed for his unique case. 4 years later, Wortman remains cancer-free, living proof that genomics can accomplish what traditional medicine cannot. The genomics revolution began in 1995 with the first organism genome sequencing, followed by the human genome in 2003 at $2.7 billion. Costs have since plummeted a millionfold. Johns Hopkins developed a liquid biopsy, detecting cancer from minuscule tumor DNA and blood, finding tumors at 1% the size detectable by MRI, often before symptoms appear. For ovarian cancer, early detection changes survival from 95% at stage 1 to 5% at stage 4. Yet, genomics cuts both ways. Parents could soon access their fetus's complete genetic profile 10 weeks after conception, disease risks, physical traits, behavioral tendencies. Craig Venter's synthetic genomics is engineering pigs with human-compatible organs, potentially ending transplant shortages. China's Beijing Genomic Institute now operates more sequencing machines than the entire United States, while 6 billion mobile phones are becoming diagnostic tools where doctors remain scarce. Genomics today resembles the internet in 1994, a revolution transforming healthcare more profoundly than any 20th century innovation. Money is transforming from physical currency to digital code. Jack Dorsey's Square emerged when his partner, Jim McKelvey, lost a $2,000 sale for lacking American Express capability. Their solution enables anyone with a mobile device to process payments, from wealthy nations to the Mugunga refugee camp near Goma, where mobile phones function as payment systems for 72,000 unbanked people. The sharing economy adds complexity. Airbnb and Uber have become multi-billion dollar enterprises, simultaneously dispersing economic activity by enabling individual sellers while concentrating it through centralized platforms. Bitcoin's blockchain technology may be most revolutionary. The blockchain creates a public, distributed ledger recording every transaction, preventing counterfeiting since each coin carries its complete history. Satoshi Nakamoto's breakthrough solved how to update this decentralized ledger without central authority. Computers compete to solve complex algorithms, with winners broadcasting both solutions and latest transactions. Despite blockchain security, surrounding infrastructure remains vulnerable. When hackers stole 850,000 bitcoins, worth nearly $500 million from Mt. Gox in 2014, it exposed persistent challenges. Yet blockchain's true potential may lie not in Bitcoin as currency, but as a protocol for trusted transactions, potentially becoming to financial services what HTML was to the web. The world has shifted from Cold War to Code War. In 2012, Iranian-linked hackers deployed the Shamoon virus against Saudi Aramco, infecting 30,000 computers, 75% of the network, and nearly disrupting global oil production. Cyber attacks now cost over $400 billion annually, while cybersecurity has grown from $3.5 billion in 2000 to a projected $175 billion market by 2020. Cyber attacks fall into three categories. Confidentiality attacks steal information, like Target's 2013 breach compromising 40 million credit cards. Availability attacks flood networks to disable them. And integrity attacks alter code to damage hardware. The world's top cyber powers, the US, China, Russia, Israel, Iran, and the UK, each pursued distinct strategies, with China aggressively stealing intellectual property since the late 1990s. The Internet of Things creates unprecedented vulnerabilities, with connected devices growing from 16 billion to 40 billion by 2020. Russia demonstrated integrated cyber conventional warfare in 2014, using Ouroboros malware against Ukrainian networks before seizing Crimea. Unlike nuclear weapons requiring years and billions to develop, cyber weapons need only a computer, internet connection, and coding skills, making private companies unwitting combatants while everyday citizens lack resources for protection. Data has become the fundamental resource of our information age, just as land defined agriculture and iron defined industry. Today's children build lifelong data trails from their first device, creating information that can be collected, analyzed, and monetized. Within a decade, big data will transform language barriers through universal machine translation, removing English as business's common language and opening previously inaccessible markets. Big data's most profound impact may be solving hunger. With 805 million people food insecure and population growing to 9 billion, food production must increase 70% amid climate change. Precision agriculture transforms farming from experience-based practice to data-driven science. Sensors gather real-time data on weather, water, nitrogen, and disease, while algorithms generate precise instructions down to each square inch of farmland. Wall Street has embraced big data, with two-thirds of daily U.S. equity trades now executed by algorithms. Palantir Technologies exemplifies more concerning applications. Named after the all-seeing stones in Lord of the Rings, it began with the CIA before expanding to the NSA, FBI, and military, transforming massive data into visualized patterns. Companies now sell lists of rape victims, AIDS patients, and peer pressure sufferers to marketers. Algorithms increasingly guide our choices, from outfits to romantic partners, now responsible for one-third of U.S. marriages, raising questions about human autonomy. Despite its power, big data struggles with uniquely human capabilities, like creativity and understanding context. Replicating Silicon Valley is impossible, but positioning for emerging industries remains achievable. Estonia proves this. After independence, 32-year-old Prime Minister Mart Laar leapfrogged to digital networks, getting every school online by 1998, just 4 years after the commercial internet launched. Internet access became a legal right in 2000. Results? GDP grew 15-fold to over $25,000 per capita, producing successes like Skype. Economic success requires empowering all citizens, including women. Nations cutting their workforce in half cannot compete in knowledge economies.
China, women hold 51% of senior management positions. Japan ranks 104th of 142 countries in gender equality, with women comprising just 1% of executive managers. Its stagnation correlates directly with this inequality. Equally critical, empowering young digital natives. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Oracle were all started by 20-somethings. For today's children, multicultural and technical fluency are paramount. Free resources like Code Academy and MIT Scratch democratize programming across 150-plus countries. Tomorrow's labor market pits humans against robots. You'll either tell robots what to do, or they'll tell you. The future isn't something that happens to you, it's something you position yourself to shape.